You're listening to Off the Card, an action figure podcast, a show about action figures by kids trapped in the bodies of grown men. And here they are, Billy Cooper and Eric Murphy.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. This is our post Meet Me Indie rundown, and we'll do some news at the end. Joining me, I'm Billy. Joining me is Billy. We are your Legion. joining me always is Eric and Joe. What's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
It's good. I've discovered this drink that I'm enjoying quite a lot this evening.
I mean, call me mid vodka.
Well, this is some kind of it's a apple cider with a peach like pulp in it.
Oh,
it's pretty good. Yeah. I took the fan out to a winery and got a growler of that stuff for the way home, and I didn't drink it all.
Do you think they'll let us drink live?
So Geek Meet, all got to see each other in person. I got to see a bunch of other people. ITC Productions, we almost doubled the size from last year. And we overdoubled attendance. So I chalk that up as a success. I am still unloading stuff out of the back of my truck.
Yeah. All of my wares are on the floor behind me.
All of my stuff is everywhere. We're still modeling.
Man, I've got a lot of stuff that they, everything, gifts, the buying and stuff. I mean, all kinds of stuff, went really well. I was pleasantly surprised that the number doubled. The line for the truck was like an hour long. There's little things that we can do better, and we will do better. But I think by and large, I think that was a really fun say. We've had a couple of videos just come out. Froggy Flips put up that video.
Pixel Dan as well.
Danny dropped a video. Those were really, really cool. I didn't get in depth with booths like Danny did, but man, it was some stuff in that building.
High-end
stuff.
Yeah, and stuff that I hadn't seen in years. There's a gentleman I bought some items from. He whipped out a ton of McFarlane stuff from the 90s that was in mint condition and then proceeded to have these shipping boxes with them. Like weird things like that. Like, oh, here's the Kiss collection, McFarlane run, and then whips out the shipping box. I'm like, what in the hell? He's like, oh yeah, I've had these. I was like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Been almost 30 years, but all right. And that's he had those movie maniacs that were mint. And I was like, I even asked, I was like, just humor me. Do you have the shipping box to these? He goes, no. I was like, damn it. I was like, because if you had a shipping box, I would have grabbed it.
Oh, sure. Joe, what did you find? I didn't get a chance to talk to you that much. We were in between running back and forth and running circles everywhere.
Yeah. I only walked away with a couple of items. Picked up Lady Deathstrike figure and a Green Goblin Funko that I missed out on a long time ago. But from what I saw, it was absolutely miles better than it was. I mean, just all the people. And, you know, my daughter was disappointed. She wasn't able to come home to go with me, but I brought my buddy along. He was he was very impressed.
Oh, awesome. I was shocked from right there at the start in the morning. I'm walking through. I'm walking over to the other room. I talked to some folks over there, and then I come walking back like 15 minutes later and could not see front doors. There were people lined up. I'm like, oh, it was a good time. I got all kinds of stuff. I got Yeah, it was bad. And it was very, not as bad as the week before. My buddy went downtown to down to Seymour. They had a little toy soiree, retro toy expo, or I forget the name. I apologize, but I bought Galactus there. So
I saw that.
that was the week after, wasn't it?
It was the week after.
Because it threw me off guard because you got it. And then, like, I remember at least a couple booths that had it at the show, but I don't know if you just didn't see it or just timing wasn't right or
timing just wasn't right. And then I shout out to Bender there. I'm like, hey, you got it like this? And he's like, yeah, I've got it. It's sealed in its shipper box. And I'll throw in this, Heralds of Galactus 2-pack with Terax, and I forget the other guy's name. I'll throw it all in together. I'm like, awesome. I'll be there in like an hour and a half. So we come bust down the Seymour and an action figure the size of a toddler. So yeah. It's good times. Yeah. Geek me good. I'm pleasantly surprised. I think everybody was. Videos. My God. I've seen stuff in videos like Froggy Flips. Dropping like $800 for
Walker
figure.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn.
He made me feel better.
Yeah. My ass would have been homeless. Homeless.
Yeah.
She even let me sleep up on the porch. Oh, $1,300.
Yeah, I'd be out in the corner of the lot.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I'll be turning tricks out by the taco truck.
That ain't no joke, man. Joke. But it was great. From everyone that came out, if you listen to this, thanks for coming. Danny had a great time. I know Tim Baer doesn't do a lot of shows, but he was there for the moon happy. Oh, yeah. He did kill. I love that guy artwork. I just absolutely love it. I bought a lot of stuff off of him. Everybody else, my Matt up north with these armies of Ashmore dino figures that are coming out soon. Man, that was awesome. And then Resurrection Toys sold out. Yeah,
they destroyed their set. I mean, it was. I imagine they were skipping all the way back to the car after the show was over.
They were. The Predator Kongs and the Xenomorph Zillas sold out.
Yeah, within a couple hours. By, I think, noon. We opened at 10. I think by noon, 1 o'clock, they were. Because Dan looked at me and goes, are they still back there? I said, I think they have 2 left. Maybe.
They were gone. My
buddy was kind of him hauling around about getting one of the Godzillas, and finally it's like, dude, you just need to go get one.
Yeah. You're about to FOMO yourself out.
Exactly.
Did he get one, man?
Oh yes. Yeah. Okay. He actually bought more stuff than I did.
Yeah. There's a couple things that I fucked around about, and I found out by not pulling the trigger, and I came back and I'm like, God, son of a bitch.
Oh, dude, all day. Well, Helen's whole video was nothing but that. I want this. I went back. Gone.
Dan striking out numerous times.
Yeah, like, I bought those. I'm looking, they're on a shelf like there. That Predator Kong and Xenomorphzilla. So we've been talking to them behind the scenes, and we are doing an exclusive of that 18-inch Kraken.
And it's
going to be 18 inches of a really interesting color that I kind of consult people with. We're only going to do like 5. We're going to be a little bit over $100 a piece, but they are 18 inches. So they're going to be that interesting, Sofubi, like type material that's kind of like a soft vinyl. Yeah. We're also going to get an exclusive head that's in with ours that no one else has seen. So I don't know if it's going to be pretty badass. Let me say that. They're all geeked up for TCE 2023. So the guys from Resurrection, super. to be kind of in conjunction with those guys getting stuff put together. I'm looking at that I love that Predator King. I'm looking at it over and I was like, that's just a damn Predator. So yeah, I know they're bootleg and I know they're kind of like weird knockoff hybrid. You know what? They're just fun. I mean,
yeah.
The alien, the alien, it's headlights. I don't know how many people, during the show, they come in, like, they're like, what are you doing? I'm playing with these. And they're like, where'd you get them? I'm over there. And so they go over there and they come back. They sold completely out. So pretty awesome.
Most of the vendors I walked around and kind of talked to and kind of picked their brain. And it seemed like everybody's general feeling about it was pretty positive. Everybody seemed pretty happy. Like they all did pretty well. It just seemed like general morale was good.
Yeah, I mean, they not to my own horn, but I'm telling you, but if you were in there and you didn't make money, that's not my fault.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
My fault. They was so much. I got a lot of response from vendors after show. They were very happy. There was diversity. That it wasn't just walls and wall pops and prints. Yeah. So that was nice.
I think the pop thing, the general dichotomy of pops, there's only a few that were there selling pops, which is an indicator of things to come. And we'll talk about later as far as other issues Funko's having.
It was a good time. We all limped out of there. Eric, you're one. Me and you and Paul and then Chris were the last one out.
Yep.
Oof. it hurt.
Yeah.
For
those of you who want to know what it's like to run a show, it's like getting up at the crack of dawn and running a 5K, but you're not running. You're just consistently walking the entire time and you don't realize how far you've gone until it's over. And for all those of you who have like a step counter on your phones or on your smartwatches, if you don't crack at least 15 to 20,000 steps from a show, you haven't done shit.
This is the word I will use to describe the shows that I run. I'll use one word. Chafing.
Yeah. Moist.
Moist. Chafing. Pump ass.
Monkey butt.
Yeah. Man, the next day, like I take the day off the next day after those shows, because typically I don't get out of bed. I just lay there. This is like stick to ceiling. Don't do anything. I don't even like to answer phone calls. I don't like to even check my phone. I don't nothing. I was like, no, I don't feel like it. It sucks. But very enjoyable. It's just, man, that pain. I'm too old. What is that? What's this? It's not Mattel, but the Riggs. Or is it Riggs? Yeah. For the shit. I'm tired. Yeah. So before we go on to do our news and everything, me and Eric are going to be out in Robinson, Illinois on April 1st. Hopefully this gets out there before then. And old friends of mine, Gil is bringing back his NerdCon there. It's a little small show. It's a lot of fun. The community is really community focused. It was one of the first events that ITE ever went to promote at. All been friends with them. We became friends with them. I mean, they're like an extended part of the family. We gave away tickets out there. To some of the folks last time we were out there, and those people are still coming to ITC in Bloomington to this day. Like they take their vacation around it. So it's cool to walk down again into the ITC and look and say, hey, I know those folks. You know what I mean?
I know
those people. And we still see people from that Robinson area that still come over to Bloomington. We live out there. We're going to go out there and, you know, kill a Saturday and have fun and kind of, you know, touch base with some old friends. And then all three of us are going to be at Faraday Boys in Old Greenwood. When you call Old Greenwood, Eric?
Yeah, that's Old Greenwood. Yeah, it's right next to Giacomo's Pizza. If anybody's familiar with Giacomo's Pizza, right there. So, you know, nicely gives you got pizza right there, and you know, all kinds of stuff that you can go and check out the toy shop and all that.
Yeah, we're going to be out there on April 15th. We're going to start as close to 4 o'clock as possibly can. We're going to go, you know, an hour, hour and a half episode with folks sitting in front of us. So there'll be a lot of interactions and stuff. And yeah, it's going to be fun. I like doing live shows because it's fun to kind of grew with people.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I walked by Faraday's booth, I didn't realize you guys had talked to him about this yet. And I think it was Aaron looked at me. He's like, "You're Joe from the podcast." And I'm like, "I thought this was an audio podcast."
People
and
know.
He told me. It's like, okay, I get it now.
Yeah. They're really good guys. It's, those boys, I've known them for about over 10 years now. And it's really cool. Matt is really big into the customizing and stuff. He there's a couple of custom figure trophies that are sitting in that store that and figures that he made. They've been very supportive of all the stuff that we do and all the stuff I do. And when we were talking about us coming out there, I'm like, yeah, we could happen. I don't know if we're going to pull out of here or not, but hey, we'll go out there and support them. They've supported all of us. So,
yeah. And I got a couple more conceptual ideas to go with it at some point that, they have a screen. I talked to them a little bit. They do movie nights there and the possibility of maybe doing something intertwined with the movie nights, even maybe doing, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Riff Tracks at all, which are the guys the conceptual idea of maybe us doing a live event, picking out a really horrible toy-based movie and just dismantling it live.
So basically every Puppet Master movie.
We could, yeah. Cartoon movies too, maybe Jim and the Holograms that got taken off of the theaters after a week. I mean, we could, you know, and it was just some ideas I was punching around in my brain of like, intertwining it, maybe even getting Giacomo's involved.
Nice. I like it. I know, off on a little bit of a tangent, not really. You brought up movies. As far as ITC Productions are working with, we have secured two movies that we're going to do in October before ICE 2023. At the Tivoli Theater down in Windsor. If you've never seen that, it's absolutely beautiful inside. The town owns it now. They've completely renovated it, and we are going to host two showings. Two movies. So the order it's going to happen is that dates. Working on it. One of them we're going to do the 1931 Frankenstein. The other showing are going to rerun Mon Squad on the big screen. So we're gonna have these fun events. They are going to be, I believe. So we'll more fun when we get closer to that and get posters and stuff made up. But yeah. We're gonna do a couple of our favorite movies leading into 2023's Big hoot nanny down in Bloomington. So we'll see how that goes. Just the idea of doing Miss Science Theater 3000.
Yeah.
Man, I will warn right now, no one under the age of 18.
Yeah. This is going to be, we'll have to do a restriction maybe.
Because it's a no one under 25.
No joke. You get me go. I can get pretty nasty. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. It's funny you said that because a TV show that I watch is came back. Yellow Jackets. I don't know if you guys have watched Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, I haven't watched the new season yet, but
okay. So Yellow Jackets is basically Lord of the Flies and mix it with that movie Alive with the dead soccers. So every time I thought Yellow Jack starts, in the back of my head, I hear me and Eric go, these mountains are full of soccer players.
Heard the movie Out Cold? Was there an in-flight movie? Yeah, hope it's not alive.
So, that would be, God, three cacnets. That's all we need. All right, guys, let's do some news. So, I know this one's going to make Eric happy. WWE Ultimate Edition, WCCW Nitro.
I have mixed emotions about it, actually.
$400
is kind of high. And the figures that are in it, I'm not really happy about.
I don't agree.
I'm happy. Okay, Scott Steiner. Okay, I'll take it. I don't like the paint job they picked out for Rey Mysterio. I wish it had been like the red head with the blue, the Spider-Man colors that he did. That was more commonplace for him during that time, not the pink. And then I don't need the upteenth Hulk Hogan, and I don't need an upteenth Ultimate Warrior. And the only thing out of that I would have liked that is in it, but I wish they just regurgitated a figure from 20 sets ago of Diamond Dallas Page. I found it on eBay for $40, the same exact figure.
Yeah.
So it's like, give me a different looking DDP. I would rather had Booker T with short hair and his Harlem Heat colors. Even a Bischoff in leather jacket, I would have taken it.
But I'd like to see a Rabbit Machine Rick Rude without the stash.
Yeah, him without the world title or with the world title. I would have happy to have a Dean Malenko.
Dude, don't even get me started on it. Dean Malenko. That is, you guys know this. That is one of my all time wrestlers. Weird as shit. I do not care. No, I love Malenko.
Yeah, that or a gold and black painted Guerrero or Chavo. I mean, any of those.
And honestly, though, the one that should be is that they can't put in this is Sting.
Yeah, I don't think Chavo either, because Chavo, I think, is with AEW right now as an agent, but the rest of them, it's wide open.
Well, Malenko's with AEW.
Oh, that's right, he is.
Yeah.
Even Laparca.
I would honestly like to have seen, Laparca.
Raven.
That would be great. That's one of the my dudes. This is going to do well. It's going to sell. It really sucks that some of the stuff they put in there, they can't use
issues, but
yeah, it happens.
But I feel like even I would have been happy with Eddie with an LWO shirt.
Well, dude, that would, yeah, any of the light lights,
that would be nice.
Yeah. And they stay away from that, which kind of sucks.
Mortis.
Mortis, yeah.
Glacier,
Glacier.
Yeah.
Again, though, the one that's missing, the centerpiece to that set is Sting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you could have multiple different versions of Sting from that era, from the black and white to the blonde flat top to you name it. You could run with any of that. I mean, even a different version of Dusty Rhodes in that set would be fine.
Yep.
I mean,
it sucks. It'll do well. It doesn't. I'm with you. I think the price is high. But you know, I'm also not the target to grab that either.
So, yeah. And the catch to that is also they have to hit all their stretch goals to get all those figures unlocked.
That's true. That's true. Moving on, I've been watching. I've got invested interest. I've got money in Kickstarter for Savage Crucible. In 4 days, they wanted 120,000. They're at $435,000. They're almost a half a million. So, pretty impressive.
Nice.
I at the owner. And I took some pictures at Power last year of some of these prototypes and stuff. Some of them look really great. I'm eager to see the couple that I have put money on materialize. I'll see how that happens. Let's see other companies. Nacelle. Micromizer Mars. They got the license to Micromizer Mars. It's on the new cover, a toy collector. I didn't know there was a market for Biker Meisters from Mars.
We had this discussion a little bit last episode of just like weird 90s cartoons. I mean, Street Sharks kind of got a little bit of a reboot, kind of. And now this, I'm like, okay, you know, other thing you're missing at this point is Cops and like Cowboys and Moo Mesa and like Lone Star.
And then you got Brave Star. You've got
Brave Star, yeah.
You've got that one company. I forget their names. Oh, I spaced it. But they're doing Brave Star stuff, and they're not calling it Brave Star. And it's coming.
And I'm pretty sure I've seen something for Cops coming back.
Yes. That same, I think, is another company that made mini figures of Cops.
Yeah.
So I forget the name of the company, but no, that's been looked at too. We've lived long. Here's the problem. We've lived long enough to see bullshit recycled. And brought it from the dead. So
you know what? I'm fine with that, because if that means we're getting that close, then maybe I can get a new run of Extreme Ghostbusters figures.
You know what? I'm actually shocked that no one has those.
Well, Trick or Treat Studios now has the licensing rights to Ghostbusters.
Well, we're getting
ready, and with that new movie getting filming right now, it's on.
I don't know if you guys moving on from the Meister Mars. You guys keep up. I'm a big fan of Boss Fight Studios. I don't really do 3.75 or 4-inch figures like G.I. Joe size more, but they put out some stuff that's really cool. They've actually started doing skeletons in like 6-6 scale, like 1/12. And this is their second that's coming. The first is hitting now. I've got a couple of them on order. They should be here. Second wave, there's a figure that caught my attention. It's a character named Bone Salt. And it's a luchador skeleton. He comes with a barbed wire ball bat on my phone and a belt and like an alternate head, like screaming face. And it's just luchador gear over. Draped on it. And I'm like, okay, how do I not own one of these? You know?
Yeah.
I must own it. And then they're doing like a cowboy called Outlaw. They're doing a Spartan warrior. It's like everybody a Spartan of some sort. But these look really good. Really getting on my first wave ones to come in. But I already pre-ordered Bone Salt. This might be the coolest name ever for a skeleton figure here. I don't know. That one caught me off guard. Completely off guard. What else? McFarlane is doing a exclusive. I don't know, Joe, did you guys see this? They're doing an exclusive with Big Bad Toy Store that's going to be limited to 3,000 pieces. No one knows what it is. No one knows if it's DCC Multiverse. Huh. No one knows if it's Spawn. No one knows what it is, but 3,000 pieces for a McFarlane figure, pretty little.
That's small.
Yeah.
Very small. My guess.
It's not a female figure, I assume.
No, probably not. Nice callback. Yeah. McFarlane hates it.
That's like topless.
Yes. Yes. And yeah.
Bondage.
No, I mean, hey, I mean, yeah, Twisted Land of Oz, and purple nurples. But for 3,000 pieces, if that's I'm thinking, you know, is a detail swim out mid-April. For some reason, I get suspicion that he might be released repaint of his starter spawn.
I think that's probably what it is.
3,000 seems right for that. Now I don't know what the color scheme is going to be. I'm fingers crossed he does something with the see-through, like the necroplasm, when he does those see-through green figures. But that's just me. I'm a mark when it comes to this type of figure. So we'll see mid-April. So we'll know here in a couple of weeks. Let's see. Trick or Treat Studios, Eric. You just brought up. They dropped their pre-order out for the Toxic Avenger figure.
Yeah, and I think the nice thing about this is, and I'm noticing a very large uptick of Toxie stuff, I think because of that movie it's coming. Yeah. It seems like a pretty heavy uptick. Maybe we're getting the Toxic Crusaders cartoon coming back or something as well. But
Well, the video game.
And the video game that got announced by RetroWare this week. That was a big...
So good.
Yeah. But the nice thing about this, for people that like Super 7, Super 7 figures are on a little bit on the mid-range on pricing, this one's $20. And it looks very much tried and true to the cartoon series figures that came out during the 90s.
It comes, I mean, I even pulled up both photos of the original one and then the new one. The new one comes with the mop, it comes with the shield, and it comes with the bandolier, the 3D gas grenades. Yeah. It doesn't have the American flag, and it doesn't come with that little character. But I mean, honestly, for $20, I'll pick it up because it'll look good with some of my other figures in that scale.
Yeah, it even comes with the glow in the dark bucket of slime.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll take it. It looks good. We're gonna reveal on August 2nd. It said.
The one thing I like about Trick or Treat Studios is that their figures are nice looking and they're also pretty affordable. Even the House of Corpses figures they did, the carrying case, they all went for about $20 a piece.
We've seen that, the Captain Spaulding one. We knew you were together at Geek Pink Pink. We've seen it. I'm like, that's a looking figure here.
I may go back and pick those up in the carrier for it off their website at some point.
Yeah, they look good. They look good. Joe, I know you've got, a lot of Mez stuff. I've seen they're doing Ghost Spider. They're doing another Dick Tracy here, Prune Face villain. Kind of Collective. They're doing the Godzilla in black and white.
They're really starting to ramp up their kaiju products.
I've seen that. And then Sideshow is releasing a. Bad time. A movie Kane figure. I hope it doesn't have a slapping domestic violent action, right?
Lord, man. Choking, wasn't it?
I don't know, man.
I think that's what I read.
God, man, to have the world handed to you and you not be able to keep your damn hands to yourself.
Look, Ezra Miller.
Well, yeah, but he just has to hang out with Keaton Batman. So,
Speaking of Keaton Batman, shipping notices are finally going out for the Mezco 89 Batman. In the Mezco groups, the people are saying they're getting their shipping notices.
I'll believe it when I see reviews of not samples, I'll believe it. I treat that as Co 80 Batman Keaton like Bigfoot. I believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. The Mezco's got some stuff. I was the most shocked that they're going to keep doing Dick Tracy. I just thought Dick Tracy was like a one and done. But I've seen somebody post online like these are just little guys that are dudes in suits. So they just chain head sculpt because they come with like the same radios and pistols and things. And I'm like, well, that's actually really smart.
We'll see. I'm interested to see if that figure actually comes out for him or not, or if Marvel's going to pull back on the gas pedal until the situation. Because now as it stands
out.
Yeah. I mean, as it stands, looks like Quantum Mania might be one of the lowest running Marvel films as far as money made. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, they've recast Marvel characters in the past. I mean, Don Cheadle didn't come in until Iron Man 2 because Terrence Howard won more money.
Here's what we do. Multiverse.
Yeah. When in doubt.
Ta-da! Multiverse.
I just want to know if his victim screamed con after they got hit.
PowerCon. Talk about PowerCon. All of their exclusives went up. You have to be in person to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And then you pick up exclusives there. I've already got my tickets and I've already got my exclusives ordered. So I'm pretty happy. I'd
like to get that Pixel Dan figure.
I got a couple of those.
Got a couple?
Okay. I got a couple.
I think I have to work that day. I don't know if I can make it or not.
I'm going over on like Thursday and not coming back till Sunday.
Oh, you're doing the weekend. Okay.
Oh yeah. I got a hotel room attached to the convention center. Other than my two shows, this is my favorite. This is fun. But anyway, I got a Tanger from Spiro Toys. It's their big gorilla figure, and it was painted to look like Vamp from Masters of the Universe. I got two of the Four Horsemen exclusives, the Demetrios. I got one of the Legends of the Dragonor 3-pack Fromo. I got a couple of the glow in the Bone Brawn Brawlers Boosh Toys. They're skeleton feet coming out. This is glow in the dark. You want attention? Make something glow in the dark. I'll buy it every damn time. It just, I'm stupid that way. And if it's CD through, bad news. What else? Here, all kinds of cool stuff. Matt Cardona, King of the Indies outfit, Brian Myers, Mark Schling, and Spencer Powers, aka Pixel Dan's wrestling alter ego. So yes, like a couple of the Pixel Dan Spencer Power figures. I will have Dan sign them. so yes, PowerCon is really good. As a fan of more than any toy lines, I highly suggest if you are to make a trip out there to Columbus. It's really cool to be able to sit down and like talk to the people that make these in toys. You know, like these guys are like, hey, you know, thanks for buying my toy directly from this. You know, it's not like going through Bad Toys Toy Store or Target or anything. I don't know. I dig that. I don't know. I like to press the flesh with the guys that make the shit I like. So weird, I know, but whatever. And Joe, you put on here a bunch of G.I. Joe stuff, man. What the hell is all of that?
Yeah, they dropped a bunch of pre-orders. That Rock and Roll, he's got the rock fingers.
Yeah,
and everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was always a favorite. Of course, Shipwreck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still a Joe Nut.
I dumped all mine a few series ago, and no regrets. But I'm looking at these. I'm like, man, the bazooka's pretty badass.
Yeah. And then they dropped some other previews of others. Actually, the Range Viper and Big Ben went up for pre-order as well.
Dude, that Range Viper got me. I'm like, oh, that would work with Hydra Soldiers.
Yeah.
I like
dual purpose.
Yes, I like that a lot. So
yeah, I've got a couple of those on pre-order.
Oh yeah. So one of the I like it. So one of the more interesting things, we'll close with this one tonight. So a lot of people didn't know this, but Funko bought Mondo after or during COVID. So Mondo was owned by Alamo Bathhouse Cinemas, and they're a chain. And
which they closed most of the Alamos now.
Yes. So they stepped and they bought Mondo, and Mondo make really just amazing ass posters, super limited, super badass. I've been a fan of them for years. I own like two posters of theirs. They're around here. I do enjoy their stuff. So a lot of famous artists have with them. Shepard Fairey, he created the iconic Obama image that he used for his election run and stuff. So they deal with a lot of big guys, really cool stuff. And then Mondo recently, about maybe 5 years ago, stepped into the toy game. They're making some really, really nice toys. So what happened is, so Funko bought them. Let me read through this here. Austin-based company founded in 2004. It was a subsidiary of the Draft House Indie Theater chain. Last year, Funko bought Mondo for $14 million. after Alamo filed for bankruptcy. Funko went on to post a net loss of $46.7 million in its fourth quarter earnings. That's a quarter in 2022, and said it would write down $30 million and $36 million in inventory first half of 2023. So what's happier is they stepped in and they said, we're done with the poster division, it's over. And in turn, got rid of laying off most of the Mondo staff, including the co-founders and senior creative director of the Mondo poster division. They said the toy division moves on. I find that interesting because last week or the week before, they put the Trapjaw Mondo figure up because I pre-ordered that at $230 or whatever it was. And then all of a sudden I hear, oh, look, they're done. I'm like, holy shit. So another casualty in Funko and their expansion. A lot of people were let go. A lot of artists, creatives, things of that nature are now unemployed.
I'm just going through their website right now, and most of their poster art is sold out and gone. You can't even purchase most of the post stuff. Their music section still has albums and things like
that. Yeah, they were done with that, I guess, as well, is kind of what I'm reading too. Or they're, I don't know. Vinyl Records, they made some really awesome
soundtracks. I'm looking at Batman Returns one right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $35. That's not bad for the vinyl and the artwork.
So Funko, while we haven't been recording, have posted that loss. They're going to throw $30 million of some Funko pops in
the Atari pit.
The old AT&T Atari pit, right?
which makes no sense to me.
Or over in England, I guess the Star Wars pit. They threw a bunch of Star Wars in a pit over there.
There's a mixture of that pisses me off. Two things in particular. One, that's plastic and paper. You mean to tell me you can't have them disassembled and recycled and possibly reused in some other manner, melting plastic down and refurbing? Like, or take them where all the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl t-shirts are in third world countries and drop them off to those kids there and go, here you go. Here's a bunch of toys.
Donate them to, you know, kids homes around the country. Toys for tots.
Yeah.
Devil's advocate, I'm willing to bet there's something that's there in legal side of thing. It can't, because that means the product still got leased. It's something along that line because it makes the most absolute sense to dump a bunch of whatever, you know, Luke Skywalker pops or whatever to the nearest, you know, burn shelter or whatever for kids. Completely get that.
So you're saying you want to send Anakin Skywalker figure to a burn technician center?
I said Luke. I said Luke. Holy crap. In the meme where there's like, you know, Hayden Christensen said an old boy's like in like a children's hospital and like, what? Oh, shit. Yeah, this is not good. Foundlings everywhere. This temple's full of fans. I've been talking to a lot of people, people in the industry, people outside the industry, collectors, fans. A lot of people are happy, and I get it. Here's the deal. Funko Pops aren't going anywhere. They are an IP. They are not Beanie Babies. These aren't being propped up by some bored housewife in Chicago or grandmas. These are people like us that are buying these because the IP attached to them. No one tomorrow's pick up and say, yeah, go right there. I just sold like everything other than like four or five pieces recently. I kept my cusps that were made for me, and then like a handful of other ones. That's it. It got to the point where it's just too much. But no one's gonna wake up tomorrow, bro. Back to what I was saying, no one's gonna wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? I don't like Spider-Man. Those are always hold some form of value because they're tied to IP.
I think there's a market that's broken up into three pieces. I think there's people out there that just like collecting Funko Pops in general. There's ones that like collecting their type of thing. Like you said, the Spider-Man's, Batman's. Like, I've refocused my stuff to like a lot of music-based stuff now. And it's kind of restructured how I did it. And then for me, there's the sneakerheads. That's why I call them the Jordan collectors. They're the ones that are going out and headhunting the hard to finds. They don't care what it is. They just see Chase on it. They snatch it up. And then it goes on eBay or Mercari or wherever with their Jordans that they bought and things like that. And
they're the hype beasts. They're the ones they'll move on to whatever's popular. They're the ones that are popping up this new sports card market boom. They'll leave that as well, and they'll leave it decimated.
within 5 to 10 years, the market will implode in on itself and reset again.
I call them vultures. They circle and they pick and they pick and they pick until there's nothing left, and they move on to the next carcass. Funko, I don't see the burst. I see the will retract to a more manageable. At the end of the day, did we need 20 Doctor Strange 2 pops with 8 different exclusives?
All the political pops, all the different TV shows that nobody gave a shit about. I mean, it's just the IPs went so far off the rails that I'm like, did we need all of this? If they would have kept it more confined and controlled, it wouldn't have been as bad. The reason why they're dumping these, it's like, I guarantee if you were to go through, it's all the stuff that you can go into a Walmart right now that's just nobody wants. They don't, there's zero interest in these things.
That black paint art pop or whatever they are, and in cases, those like that. All of the incessant Baby Yoda. There's a whole stuff there. It's got to be absolutely insane. But you're right. That's the stuff that, we'll see. And we looked at it and we've seen it. We've all seen it coming. We've seen Topic Shrink their section, FYE shrink their section.
Barnes and Noble.
All of a sudden, the exclusives that are like
Walmart's reduced quite a bit as far as their movements on it.
We've seen the exclusives easier to get most part as far as like World Comic Con and the New York Comic Con shared exclusives. And that's and stuff
for
like
me
that.
Though. For me though, it would.
But that's
more,
good though,
if,
right?
Yeah. If I was the head CEO of Funko, I would reverse it the other direction. It's like, okay, we're going to cut back on the box stores. We're going to reduce it down. We're going to go back into the privatized collectible stores at comic shops and collectible stores only ordering through previews and do comic and then con and expo exclusives and reduce the headcount in the box stores. So the fan base is going to kind of self-feed itself. You're not going to have an over inundation of Walmart stuff and you're going to still get them, but you'd have to go to a comic shop or collectible store.
They tried that with, in the past, they tried it with the specialty series, and pardon me, my cider's coming back for revenge. So did it with the specialty series. They had it where it was an exclusive, like you had to Funko Direct store and or something, and you can like I know like Hudson from Gargoyles was a specialty store exclusive, and they had like a little special sticker.
Yeah,
that. Went a while, and then all of a sudden it's like, what happened with that?
Yeah,
you know, and then now all of a sudden, and a lot of this has got to be due. I think all of their losses and things. You got to look. Maybe some it's like GameStop and some of those companies that are falling to the wide, that used to have walls of this stuff, and then all of a sudden. They're looking at like bankruptcies and things like that.
Yeah,
and Diamond owe them like $100 million or something.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's got to be hard their part as well. I'm not saying that they're.
Oh, that was a Toys R Us. Those different vendors owned a Toys R Us, and the same thing can be said in this situation. If GameStop were to completely shutter tomorrow, who do they owe money to, as far as product?
You've got everything from NECA to Hasbro to
Funko Diamond.
Funko Diamond. Oh, Lord. You can't even imagine. So, yeah. And that's not looking at the video game side of things. We're just looking
at the collectible.
The Nintendo company, the Pokemon company, all this shit. I mean
they can they could probably reclaim a lot of their inventory back in a return cycle, but not much. But the thing is that it's a domino effect. If these bigger box stores start falling in on themselves and they owe money to Funko and they default on that debt, Funko's not getting paid. So then they're in a situation. Yep.
No, it's a mess, man. It's an absolute mess. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it right now, and it's I think we are just seeing the beginning of the dominoes fall. I truly think Funko will come out of it a probably leaner, smarter company. But they gamble a lot. So, their soda line is doing very well. But that's one of the only spinoff line I've seen
have that's legs. Been successful.
Dorbs didn't care on what is that? The five star, those little fears. But the
mystery minis.
The mystery still going. I think with them, they really screwed themselves with those, because like you had a Walmart exclusive set, and then you had a normal retail exclusive set, and then Hot Topic had a set, and it was the same figures. But Walmart like the black and white chases, and Walgreens got the glow in the dark. This one got an exclusive. They won't full upper on that shit, and it sucks. I think they pulled that back. Of late, I know the soda figures, the numbers on those are a lot smaller than Fun Pops, I would think. But I'm seeing things of like, oh, you hit a chase and there's only 300 of these, or I have a print of like 2,000. I'm like, okay, that's sustainable. That makes sense. But the idea that they're just doing these chase pieces and they're 1 in 6. So you buy it, if you're a dealer, you buy a case, flip chase for 50, 60 bucks, depending on what it is. And then you sell the other ones out at a couple of dollars under retail. Don't make money. That's the way to do it. And there's local guys in our community that's doing that. So they're going to be around for if they're smart. But we could be talking about this in three months and one goes. Owned by, yep. Funko also, the whole Mondo thing's just very turning though. That really, really sucks. It really sucks. They did so much good stuff. So many awesome posters, there's so much great, everything they touched was all those posters so awesome that they are bootlegged incessantly at shows all over the country. So they were doing something right. They really hit that niche of the uber nerd and the collector and the art lover. They just really hit that sweet spot. It was very niche-y, but man, they hit it really well, and it's gonna suck to see them. No more Mondosters. Sucks.
For now. I mean, hopefully, fingers crossed, these artists maybe might come together as another collective and try to do something.
That would be great. I would love to see that. I'll keep my eyes and ears open. And if I see anything, I will. I'm all about stuff. So there's the downfall. Another company. Not going to blame Funko, but it sucks. Honestly, $14 million seemed like a pretty good deal for. So I don't know.
Yeah,
but I guess not when you lose. Gonna throw $30 million vinyl into the desk somewhere, whatever,
yeah
sucks. So that's it for news. Hope this episode goes fast. Like I said we're gonna be out in Mountain Robinson Saturday, and then we'll all three be at the at Faraday. If you follow us online, you'll see me post about it and stuff. I've got a handful of buttons, so everyone that shows up at the Faraday on the 8/15th. I'll throw you the button. Right face. or Eric, you got a slingshot. Bring a slingshot. you bring a sling, man, I'm going to cock the hammer. Cow.
We could.
That's our sin, but no. Yeah, I don't think the boys care for that. I think they'd probably get a little upset. Like me and Jeremy used to. We used to go to. Well, end on this note. Jeremy used to run around to yard sales and flea markets and stuff, and buy cheap action figures, like crappy action figures. We take them back, set them on my bird bath, my front yard, and we'd shoot them with a gun. blew Thor's head off many times. a lot of Toy Biz figures. If you hit them just right into the chest, that screw that holds together, poof! Everyone. Good times. Good times. All right. We'll be back. We're going to go in on the 15th, so we'll see everybody then. I think we're going to actually try to go video too. So, yeah, they're in trouble. So. wear your Sunday best, boys. Pants is not.
Well, I got a new shirt I'm going to wear.
Cool. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. And we will see you next time we see you. We'll be in person. Later.
Right on.